Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
He's worthy.
Worthy.
Worthy to be praised.
Oh, the music. Anyone with me? Anyone can hear my voice, just say amen.
Amen.
I don't know why the music is not going off, but this is, thank you, Lord. This is Elder Florence McLaughlin and Elder Dennis McLaughlin will be your host for tonight. And we just thank God for the opportunity to come into his presence and to make our request known. And on behalf of Pastor Gregory and First Lady Sister Liz, they're busy at a funeral, and they've been busy for the next 2 days, really. And we just wanted to ask God to keep them and give them strength to go through these different trying times. But we're going to open up in prayer, and then we'll have my husband, Elder Dennis, to read a scripture, and we'll go on from there. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to come into your presence with thanksgiving, O God. We thank you that we can come into your presence and make our requests known. Lord God, you are God all by yourself, and we don't need no other. We thank you, O God, that you have woke us up this morning in our right mind and able to move around and have our beings, O God. And we thank you, O God, that you've allowed us to see a day that we've never seen before and that we'll never see again. Father God, we just thank and praise you for your goodness and your mercy. You said in your words, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways. Lord God, we come seeking your face tonight, O God. And we want you to hear from heaven on our behalf, on behalf of the Newark Gospel Tabernacle and the congregation, O God. And you said if we humble ourselves and give us that spirit of humility, O God, and seek his face, and he will hear from heaven on our behalf, and he would forgive us of our sins and heal the land. Lord God, you know what's going on in the land today, and we want you to heal the land physically, spiritually, mentally, and financially, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we didn't think it, Robbie, to come together and make our request known and come together to give you all the praise and glory and honor that you so rightly deserve in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you and praise you. For you are worthy to be praised. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to ask. We have a lot of things on the agenda tonight. We want to pray for peace. We want to pray for ourselves as keeping us in perfect peace. And peace all around. We want to pray for Jerusalem. We want to pray for the finance and the restoration of our building, the Stanley Theater, the home of the Newark Gospel Tabernacle. And we just pray. We're going to pray for people that need jobs, housing, all our needs. He said he would supply all our needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. But we first should seek kingdom and his righteousness, and all the things we desire would be added unto us. So we need to seek his kingdom first, and then we wouldn't have to worry about what we're going to wear and what we're going to eat and what we're going to do. He'll provide all these things for us, and we just have to look to him who is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to turn it over to Elder Dennis, and he'll lead you into a scripture and whatever he wants to do at this hour.
Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God. Verily will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where there's no, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in thy sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be with marrow and fatness. My mouth shall praise thee and with rejoicing lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watch, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. We thank God for the reading of the word, because God is who he is. There's none like him. We rejoice in the fact that he is our help, our strength. He's all that we need. And as the psalmist said, my soul thirsteth and longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land. And we can see in these hours the lands around the world are very dry and thirsty. Things are happening on every hand, but we that know God, we can hide under his shadow and rejoice in his salvation. We want to thank God for who he is.
Amen.
You know, when we come before God, we acknowledge who he is. He is God.
Amen.
Besides, yes,
he is another.
Yes,
he is the hope of this world.
Oh.
And we praying for the only answer to every situation that's facing man today. He's the only answer. Jesus is the answer,
yes,
for the world.
Is.
So when we pray tonight, we believe and know that God is able,
yes,
to change situations, to govern situations. Yes, to give a word of wisdom at the right time. Lord, we just thank you. And so we just want to praise God right now. He said, while I live, you know,
yes,
the dead cannot praise him, but we that are alive, we want to praise God for who he is, for what,
yes,
he has done, for what he is doing. He is God. He is worthy of praise. He is worthy of adoration of his people. God, we praise you tonight. We give you glory. We give you honor. For who is like unto thee, Lord? We thank you for your many works, Lord. How you keeping us day by day. How you give us strength. How you give us guidance. Lord, we praise thee. And our hearts do hunger and thirst after thee. For you say, he that hunger and thirst after thee shall be filled. God, we fill thy people tonight, Lord, with that peace and joy, O God. Oh, that the world is seeking for, that many are trying to find even this night. But the peace and joy comes from you. And we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, that we could gather together. You say, we're two or three gathered together in your name. There you are in the midst. And we thank you, Lord, that you're here to do what you said you do. For we know, Lord, those that come to you must come with expectation, knowing, oh God, that you are able. So oh God, you're looking for those that will have faith. And faith reaches out and claims. And we tonight, Lord, we're reaching out for ourselves, for others. Yes, Lord, we're reaching out for the world. That your hand will be extended tonight, that mercy,
yes,
will prevail, Lord, that the power of the enemy will be broken, Lord, that you will save such as to be saved. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, and give you the praise, Lord, for this time of prayer. In your name, amen and amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord. In the name of the Lord.
Yes, oh God. We praise you, God. Yes. Lord God, we give you all the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, we'll like, if you anyone have a prayer request or a praise report, you can come at any time. If you know, as we will go on through the program, if you have a prayer report, a prayer request, or a praise report, you can do it at any time. At this time. Okay. Then we'll just move on, and we would like for, if someone want to, let's lift up the bereaved families that the McCombs, I think it is, and the Johnson family, that those funerals that Pastor Sister Liz was, has attended today and tomorrow. So we lift up the families of those two families, Reverend Marcus Johnson's eldest son and Parisine, I think her name is, McCone. She passed away, and the family of her. So would someone lift up the bereaved family at this time? Anyone wants to pray for them? You know, to have God to give them peace and comfort in their spirit. Let them, give them courage to go on.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. We praise you. We bless,
yes.
Bless your name, God. Because you are God all by yourself. We give you glory and we give you honor because you are majesty. Father God, this evening we come to you on behalf of all the bereaved families in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you today because you say, blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. So we thank you tonight, Lord God, that you are comforting them. We thank you tonight, Lord God, that you are with them, that your arms, Lord God, are wrapped around them so they don't need to be feeling alone, oh God, even though they might be grieving, oh God. We thank you tonight that you them. We pray, oh God, that those that may not know you, oh God, through this tragic situation, Lord God, that they would hear a word, Lord, that would draw them nigh unto you, Lord God, because we are living in the last days. We hear wars and rumors of wars. We see strife between father and son and mother and daughter. We see all kinds of chaos, oh God, and earthquakes and shakings and drownings and mishaps and floodings, Lord God. So we know that you enjoy it now, God. But today we just pray that we, those of that might be grieving, Lord God, that they would hear a word that would draw them to you, Lord God. If they don't know you, Lord God, that something, someone, oh God, will be able to minister to them and they would feel your love, oh God, and then they would begin to desire more of you. Lord, we pray today that you bless them, Lord God, in every area, Lord God, that they might need blessing, oh God, where they might be needing healing, oh God, for the loss that they might feel, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you send your healing touch to them, Lord God. Father, we pray, oh God, that you grant them favor, Lord God, in their finances so they can meet, Lord God, in the financial need to put their loved ones, Lord God, to rest in the name of Jesus. Lord, just move on behalf of these people in the name of Jesus. God, today we pray their strength. We pray, oh God, today that their families and their friends, oh God, will be around them, Lord God, not only now, oh God, but as the days and the weeks go by, Lord God, let them just remember to give a call. Yes, Lord God, that they would, when at that time when everybody else is gone and everything has settled, that's when the real sorrow comes in. Oh God, today we just pray that men and women of God would reach out to them, that friends and family members would call them. Oh, yes, Lord God, drop by. Yes, Father God, and touch them, Lord God, in that way, in the name of Jesus. Lord, today we pray the strength, oh God, for our pastor and our first lady, oh God, because it takes a toll, Lord God. It pulls on you, Father. Yes. Father, we just pray that you strengthen them spiritually and physically, Lord God. Be with them, Lord God. We pray, oh God, and cover them under your precious blood as they go into the atmosphere, Lord God, as they travel, oh God, to and from, Lord God. Be with them, Lord God. Only you can. We ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for that prayer. If anyone have anything else to say or want to pray about, if you have anything on that burden on your heart that we should bring before the Lord tonight, because he's a God that answers prayer. Right.
Good evening again, Sister Elder Florence and Elder Dennis and all those that are on our prayer broadcast tonight.
Tonight
I would like to ask prayer for myself. I am traveling this Sunday. I'll be gone for a week. I come back on the next following Saturday. So I'm just wanting to ask for traveling mercies. I'm going to be flying to Canada. And so we just asking for traveling mercies. I would also like prayer, not only for my family, but for the families of the North Gospel Tabernacle. We all are going through something in some way with our relatives and our loved ones, the saved and the unsaved. So if we could just lift up the families of the North Gospel Tabernacle tonight.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, I know. Would someone like to pick that up? Because I know only you, not only you, Sister Jennifer, there is a Sister Valerie is traveling. She's going to Trinidad, or she's already gone. I'm not sure, but I knew it was this week because I saw her on Tuesday, and she was headed out this weekend sometime to Trinidad. So if someone want to lift up the people that's traveling and the one we know about, the one we don't know about, just traveling mercies because of the covering the airways, the land and the sea and whichever way of travel, we're asking God to cover, you know, protect them because there's so much happening in this day and time that regardless of what type of travel you do, you have to be covered with God, covered with the blood of Jesus, because you never know what's going on, whether it's, like I say, it's air or land or sea, you know. So would someone lift that up, traveling with, and with our people that traveling, Sister Jennifer, Sister Valerie, at this time?
Father God, we do give you praise, Lord God. We honor you. We worship you, O God,
yes,
in spirit. Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, that you are a family man, and you're concerned with everything that concerns us. And so, Father God, tonight we just lift you up. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory because of where you brought us from, where we could have been and would have been, had it not been for your grace and mercy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I believe God. Hallelujah. My God, he said he would bless us going out and coming in. And Father God, I lift up Jennifer. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, and the other Sister Elgin. Oh God, is there traveling, oh God. Oh God, and they're about to travel. Lord God, you promised traveling mercies. I pray you for them, make the crooked way straight. Open doors that no man can close, and close doors that no man can open. Father God, Father God, take them there. Oh God, hallelujah. Make them strong. Bless them and make them a blessing, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and as they go amongst their unsaved loved ones and relatives, oh God, Lord, you'll give them souls, oh God. Oh God, even as you told Moses, wherever his foot trod, oh God, that you would give him the land. Lord God, to ask you, oh God, to just pour out of your spirit, oh God, and move in a supernatural way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the gift of even having a family. But so many people don't have families, oh God. They're all alone. All their loved ones have passed away, oh God. Oh, Lord God, they don't even know where they are. But, Lord God, I thank you, Lord, not only for our immediate families, oh God, but I thank you, oh God, for the North Gospel Tabernacle family. I yes. praise you, Lord God, for the blood that prevails and the Holy Spirit that bears witness over us, oh God, as a body of believers, oh God. And I pray, oh God, that you will continually allow the love to flow from heart to heart and breast to breast. Lord God, that we will bear one another's burdens, oh God. Oh God, that we'll lift one another up in prayer. Lord, yes. we won't harm each other by the words of our mouth. But Lord God, we'll know, oh God, that we're instruments meet for your use, my God, and that we will, oh God, love one another. Lord, that we will come into the unity of the strength.
Yes.
of the faith, oh God. And Lord God, that we'll walk by faith and not yes. by sight. Father, yes. I thank you now, Lord God, for what you have already done, oh God, in the North Gospel Tabernacle family. And Lord God, I'm believing you to make the ties stronger. Oh
yes,
God,
Lord.
As we nigh to you, you promised to draw nigh to us. My God, you said as we give you praise, as the praises go up, the blessings would come down. And Father God, we're looking to you to grant us those blessings, oh God. For you yes. said your mercies are new every morning. My
God.
God, my God, and we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. And Father, we pray that you will cover our pastor, oh God, Aubrey Gregory, our
yes.
First Lady Elizabeth Gregory. My
yes.
God, cover that vehicle that they drive in. My God, and wherever they go, oh God, let the banner be over them, Lord, the banner of love. My
yes.
God, let the Spirit of God arrest them, oh God, as never before. My God, that they will know the mind of God, the heart of God, and flow in the Spirit of God. Lord, we thank you for the weak. We thank you for the strong. We thank you for those, oh God, hallelujah, that are wavering and staggering, my God, at your promises. We pray, oh God, that they will come into that agreement with your word. Oh God, that is not by might nor by
yeah.
power, but is by my spirit, saith the Lord. Have your way, Father God. Lord, remember, oh God, Michael Gregory this evening,
yeah.
oh God, Sylvia Gregory. Father
yes,
God, Father God, you and you alone know the situation and the circumstance that surrounds them, oh God.
Yes.
But Lord God, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And you
yes.
demonstrate your power. You demonstrate your might. You show
yes.
forth your glory, my
yes.
God, and meet every need. And we'll be yes. careful to give you the praise in
yes.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Halleluj is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Yes, oh God. We're so glad to have you back, Mom. God bless you. Thank you for that prayer.
Oh, glory
Amen.
Be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
Raising you up and giving you strength, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, oh God. Oh, you would.
Wonderful Savior.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, oh God. Anyone else have anything to testify or praise report or any special prayer requests? If not, we just move on. Do I hear Sister Marshall on the line?
Thank God. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Yes. How are you?
Good. God is good.
God bless. You know, Sister Marsha, I would like for you to lift up the marriage. I know you and Elder have been married so long, but would you lift up the marriages because of, you know, the people that's had the marriage that we've been praying for, and we see some results, but just ask God to cover marriages and that they would come together, stay together, and remember what God said to them when they did their vows, you know, and just lift up marriage in the church, out of the church, and all the ones we associate with and we connected to that have been marital problems. So would you please lift them up at this hour?
Father, we're so thankful to you tonight that we can come together and be in your presence. We thank you for the opportunity. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. You and you alone are worthy to be praised. You have set things in order, and they are going to be in order. You set marriages. This is what you have ordained, not man put together. You started it, and Father, you blessed it, and you will continue to bless it. And Father, we that belong to you, if we honor and faithfully seek you and seek you with all our hearts, we'll find you. And even those who are falling by the wayside in the marriages, we lift them up tonight, knowing that you are able to do far above and exceedingly and abundantly above we ask or even think. But Father, because you have given us the privilege to come boldly and seek your face for them, for the marriages, for the husbands, for the wives, and for the children, we just want to take an opportunity now, Father, to bring them to you. All those we know and those we don't, those in the tabernacle that are just on the edge of being separated or on the edge of just splitting off. Father, bring them ever close together.
Bring them together
by your love and cause of love. The devil is a liar. He's the one that comes to seek and to destroy what you have made. You made marriage, and it can be a perfect marriage. You didn't say it was going to be a bed of roses every day, but it can be a perfect marriage. A unity in you is perfect marriage. And Father, we just thank you for us. Thank you that we know that you have brought us this far. We seek your face tonight for those who are on the verge of any kind of dispute.
Say be strong.
You know who they are. You know where they are. So Father, we believe in you. Draw them ever so close. Mm. I have encouraged my son. I just encouraged him this week. Stay with your wife. Stay with your wife. That's a vow that you take. Stay with your wife. Make a home. Be happy. Nobody promised it was going to be easy. It wasn't easy for us all these years. But we stood together, not because we're so perfect, but because we believed you and someone was praying for us. That's why we're taking this opportunity now, Father, to pray for the marriages of the ones in the tabernacle, not only in the tabernacle, but those in our family, the ones in our family that seem to be falling apart. We're lifting them before the throne of grace this evening. Strengthen the marriages. Strengthen the home, because that's the basic of our society. The home, the marriages, the children. So, Father, we just thank you for the opportunity. We lift our hands and praise you and thank you for what you have done.
Yes, Lord.
To wish and knowing it is your desire to do far above and exceedingly and abundantly that we can and knowing that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son. Because you want us to be one in you, one in marriages. And so, Father, we just thank you right now. Thank you for what you have done.
Thank you
for what you're going to continue to do.
Yes.
Bring them together. Stronger and stronger is our prayer tonight as we bring them to the throne of grace. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
to Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, we bless your name tonight, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
oh, yes.
Lord.
From the rising of
hallelujah.
The going down of the same, oh God. You're worthy, oh God.
Yes.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Hallelujah.
And all that is, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And forget not all his benefits and good health. Benefit of anything that we need, he will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. We just bless his name tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Okay. Lord, thank you, Lord. Anyone else have any? If anyone have another prayer or want to pray for something specific other than what we're praying for, just speak up and we would go into it and touch and agree with you on it, or special prayer request or a praise report at this hour.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anyone? Hallelujah. You're worthy, God.
Yes, Lord.
Not all by himself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was reading a little, just to give you a little short story of a story I was reading this morning in the Word, and it just stood out so prevalent to me. That this young man had went to Vietnam, and he was captured, and during the bombing raid in 1966, his plane was shot down, and he was in prison for over 30 years.
Oh my God!
And when he came back to the United States, after 30 years, he became the ambassador to Vietnam.
What's that?
The article said that he was, they call him a walking billboard for reconciliation. Because after being captured over there in the prison of war over there, and he came back to the United States, and they sent him over to be an ambassador to the same area where he was captured in Vietnam. But the story is saying that because he believed that the rest of his life was this position to make a difference by pushing better standards for children in Vietnam. And it's a great responsibility and honor to be appointed as a representative of your country to another. As followers of Christ, we are ambassadors for Christ. As God sent Christ to reconcile us to himself, we now have the ministry of reconciliation. And this little we call like a walking billboard. So
Jesus.
Our message is that all we can redeem in Christ, because God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteous of God in him.
Yes.
And the reconciling love Jesus offered us, we can share that love with others.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's take our role seriously. When God places us in this world, he can use us as walking billboards of reconciliation for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So our Christian life is a one of transformation.
Yes.
It's described for us in verse 17 of 2 Corinthians that we are that therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature.
Yes.
And all things has passed away. Behold, all things become new. We are with God and have become new creatures. We are his ambassadors.
Yes.
As his ambassadors, we are called to present Christ to the world around us because of what he had did for us. He made himself, who knew no sin, to be sin for us. So let us be that walking billboard, that walking billboard for Christ.
Yes.
Because we are Christ. Our billboard should, the sign, the walking billboard like a sign. We should be a sign in the city, in our community, because they'll see Christ in us. So let us be that walking billboard that represent Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because he died for us and he paid out, he went to the cross for our sins, that we'll be free from sin. So let us present that to each to others that don't know him.
Yes.
Let us take our role seriously.
Yes.
It's no time not playing church. We got to take our role seriously. If we in Christ Jesus, we need to walk around and do it and act and be as what we say we are.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Yes,
we thank
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for he just made us, because we are new creatures now. We're not walking in the way. We walk in
the
new way because we made us new creatures in Christ.
Yes.
We should amplify that we are in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
and
we
when we go among people that don't know him, they would recognize that in Christ Jesus. We got to let them know and teach them, show them the way. Sometimes it's not words, it's the way we act among them.
Amen.
It's not so much what you say, is what you do.
Hallelujah.
The way you act among them. And they'll see the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
They'll see the glory of God in
they
you.
Will,
you
they
walk
will,
among them.
Thank
you,
Jesus. You and them. And
amen.
What it is.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So let us be a walking billboard for Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, a walking billboard for Christ.
That's all right.
Man, that was taken from 2 Corinthians 5, 16 through 21. Because we are ambassadors for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, 20 said we are ambassadors for him.
Yes.
So let's amplify that. In our walk, in our daily walk. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Do anyone have any
good news?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Anyone have anything special to pray for? I'm going to go over to Elder Dennis. Maybe he will have something to add. I know we have to pray for the restoration of the building, the Stanley Theater, the home of Newark Gospel Tabernacle, and want to lift up the service for this Sunday, because we want God to move mightily in our service. When we come together, he said, don't forget to forsake yourself to come together and to know him, worship him. So we want him to come in. We want to usher the glory of God into our service on Sunday, so he can accept with us, come in and be with us while we worship and adore him.
Mm. Wonderful.
Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Yes, the Bible said it's not by might nor by power, but my spirit. And God want to move in the hearts of men, and the only way he can move in the hearts of men is by his spirit. And we're in a spiritual battle.
Yeah.
The enemy of our soul, we know who he is, and he's a spirit. And we come against, because the Bible tells we don't fight against flesh and blood, the powers. And we see the powers working today in the world. The situation out in Missouri and we see the situation in New York and young men and it's being killed and it really don't see no reason for it. It's the enemy.
Yes, it is.
Working. Not white or black, but it's the enemy that is working.
Mm-hmm.
Has an agenda. We can see it. whether it's in the Middle East or whatever, we can see it, that he has an agenda.
Yes, he does.
Jesus said these things will happen. So that now you understand we're here for a reason. Church is here for a reason.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
to sit back and observe and say, oh, well, the world is going to hell. Yes, the world is going to hell, but we can make a difference in this world.
Mm.
Face the situation in our countries.
Yes, oh God.
In the Middle East,
mm.
when the enemy raises his head and men and women and children being slaughtered on every hand.
Yes,
they are.
Yes, need the mercy of God to come down. Yes, they talk about peace, but we know who the Prince of Peace is, but God, that he have mercy and halt the killing and the murder that's going on.
Yeah. Mercy, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, we want to pray. I want to pray for that, and I want you to agree with me even right now.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, we thank you today that you have kept us to this hour.
Hallelujah.
Lord, not to be comfortable in our lives and how we live, but you have called us as people of God, as we heard earlier, we are ambassadors for you, Lord. We represent the kingdom of God here on earth. And Lord God, and we look at the news and we're aware of what's going on, Lord, the murder and the killing, Lord, we come to you, Lord, and say, have mercy tonight, Lord. We observe and realize the plan of the enemy is in full force. Kill, steal, and destroy. But we, the church of God, we agree today that the enemy will not have his way, Lord. That, God, you said you'll raise up a standard against him, Lord. My God, and he will be dispersed. Yes, Lord, we have the power to bind and loose here on earth. We bind his plans, Lord. Yes, Lord, and we loose the mercies of God upon this world, this country. Yes, Lord, the Middle East, Lord. My God, that your mercy will prevail. We said we're found grace. Is much more, and we pray tonight, Lord, that you'll reach out, God, and bring a symbol of peace.
Yes,
Lord, for you're the only one that is you are the Prince of Peace, but Lord, you're able to halt the hand of the enemy, Lord, Lord God, that in the peace, people will come to know that they will turn to you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, whether it be in Missouri, New York, or Jerusalem, or you are able to do a work, Lord, because men and women's lives are in the balance, Lord. People are being slaughtered on every hand.
Yes,
Lord, we're coming to that pestilence, Lord God, is going in Africa, Lord. Yes, Lord, that is spreading, my God. Ebola, they call it, my God. But you know the name of it. It's a wicked pestilence. It's a thing of death, Lord, and whatever it touches, they dies, Lord. And we pray today, Lord, my God, that as men seek a cure, as men seek an answer, Lord, that they will turn to you, Lord, and you have mercy upon them, Lord. Even the ones that are on their way out of this world, you have mercy upon them, Lord. Yes, Lord, and forgive their sins, Lord, and save them from themselves, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you today, Lord. No matter what's going on, Lord, in the east and the west and the north and the south, by God, you are the answer. And Lord, and you have put us here, the church, Lord, to stand in the gap. Yes, Lord, to be a watchman, as to say, Lord God, to be the crowd, the warning of the hour, Lord. Yes, a light that's shining in the darkness. Lord, you hear so much in the world. Yes, Lord, and we pray today, Lord, my God, that you do a work, Lord. Yes, Lord, and we speak peace to these situations, Lord, that seem to be getting out of control. Thank you for what's going on in Missouri, Lord, oh God, that the peace is there, that men and women can sit down and talk over their problems, my God. Yes, looking for justice, oh God, of those that seem life has been taken so quickly, Lord, though without no any reason, Lord. We pray for justice in their behalf, and the families seek justice, Lord. They will attain it, my God. We look for mercy today, Lord.
Yes.
Those that are dying, Lord, our young people, Lord, have mercy today, Lord.
Yes.
God, my God, they might not see the danger which they're in, but, Lord, we see the danger, Lord. my God, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but you said the end thereof is destruction. Lord God, may their eyes be open, Lord, and may they flee to you. Yes, Lord, they'll look to you. My God, they'll seek you out. My God, in their miseries and in their depression, Lord. Yes, we're hearing about depression, my God. We know about oppression and depression, Lord. The enemy plan is to oppress man, oh God, till he comes to a place where he destroys himself. Oh, yes, Lord, the agenda is in place. My God, we the people of God must take our place and stand up against these blights to the nations, Lord. My God, we just thank you, Lord, for those that understand and know that it is time to pray and to believe God. Yes, Lord, that he will once again will interfere in the fears of man. My God, he will come and make a difference in the lives, oh God, of countries, Lord. My God, we just thank you, Lord, that we can pray. And we believe, oh God, you could intervene, you could make a difference. Lord, you could change. My God, the weather, you can change attitudes, you can change hearts. Only that you can do it, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that as our hearts, that we see what's going on in the world, in our nations, and nations, Lord, around the world, Lord, we will have understanding that everything is in your hands. It's according to your... We just pray for the mercies of God.
Oh, we pray for mercy, Lord.
We remember... That's what Abraham said when it came to Sodom and Gomorrah. If you find one righteous, 50 righteous, oh, yes, could you find someone that will stand in the gap? Because lives are in the balance, Lord. And only the people of God could make a difference.
Only the people of God. Yes.
Work even now.
Yes.
Stand in the gap for them, Lord. Yes, Lord. We see these things happening in the television, in the newspaper, in cities, in countries.
Yes.
We come against the enemy right from our own front. In the name of Jesus, rebuke them right here in your room or wherever you are. We can come against them and send the Lord's blessing on them wherever they are. Hallelujah. Wherever the situation. Lord, you intervene and intercede. Hallelujah. Stop the killing of the children, the wives. Oh, God. You can do it. We don't have to be there. We send our word like you sent your word. We lift our hands and praise you because you're the one that can still it. Only you're going to still it, not mankind. You will still the killings. Hallelujah. And the destruction.
Yes, my God.
And we thank you. You've given us the ability.
Yes.
Not just in our room, not just in our house. You've given us authority. That means all authority. You see, you've given us the authority over these situations. And when we see them going down on the television, hear them, immediately say, I rebuke that situation in the name of Jesus. Lord, intercede in that. Intervene. Send peace in that situation. Glory to God. Teach us, God. You didn't leave us here without a cause and without a reason. You didn't call us lights if we're going to make the difference. You didn't say that we are the salt if we're not going to be the one that changed the situation, the taste in things, the light in the situation. You call us these things for a reason. And we don't have to be in a particular place to let the flavor of our spirit flow in the situation.
Yes,
let the soul and our spirit change the situation, the atmosphere, all over the world. Father, give us that quickening spirit to know that we can do it. You've given us the authority. We don't have to be right there, but you said, in my name, and we call it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Take authority.
Hallelujah. Oh,
yeah. Amen.
Yes.
That's that righteous indignation. That, Lord, we see the situation. We see the plan of the devil.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Brother Marshall, we don't have to be there.
Yeah.
No.
The Holy Spirit is not limited to space and time.
No.
And make a Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, we can make the
and
difference.
And a role here on earth. Thy
yes.
will be done, thy kingdom come. That's what you told
yes.
us. Thy Jesus. Kingdom
Yes.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Glory
to God.
Lord, we know there's another kingdom here on earth that is ruled by the prince of darkness, but the kingdom of God brings light. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
We have
yes.
access to that light.
Yes.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Mm.
The,
yes.
Jesus
Lord.
Said we can bind
yes.
and we can loose in his name.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yes,
yes
Lord.
Wherever we are. Hallelujah.
We have
that authority.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes, in his name. Hallelujah.
In his name.
Yes. Yes, God.
Open our eyes, Lord. That we'll
yes.
see.
Yes, open our eyes, Lord. Open
eyes.
Our eyes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Do Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We talk about social media and TV. That's there for a reason. That we will see.
Yes.
Isn't it
and that we
truth?
Just restrict take our heads and say, what the world is coming to. We know what the world is coming
to. We see what it is.
We know who's behind everything.
Yes,
Elder.
When they've seen us throwing the tear gas and everything exploding in the streets, well, we know who's behind that.
That's
and we
truth.
Thank God that we can make a difference to where we are 1,000 miles away or 1,000 miles away. We can make a difference in prayer, intercession.
Hallelujah.
Understand what it is to intercede.
Yes. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So true.
God hears the voices of his people.
Yes.
He sees
yes,
our
he
hearts.
Does.
Mm,
yes, he
that
does.
All he
yes,
has to we'll turn from our wicked ways.
Mm-hmm.
His faith.
Mm-hmm.
He said
mm-hmm.
he will heal the land.
Yes, yes.
He's trying to light his darkness. Thank
yes,
you.
Speak his faith.
Oh, tonight, amen, that God is able to meet every need.
Mm.
And we ask you, like you said, we continue to pray for the needs of the church.
Yes.
Amen. It's summer season, and people are going and coming, and that's well and good. Mm. But we know the church is faced with its bills and its obligations, and we want to go forward, oh God, not in weakness, but in strength.
Mm.
So we thank God for prayers. Amen. We thank God for your finances.
Yeah.
This is our house.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And God has given us a strength. Amen.
Mm.
Amen. So who want to pray for the tabernacle and its finances and the restructuring of the building? Amen. Restoring all what has been torn down. Amen. If that this coming winter will be comfortable there.
Yeah.
Who want to pray for that tonight?
Yeah. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We don't have that time, but we just want to cry out that situation. God knows all about it. Amen.
We pray for this in the service at the same time. We don't have that much time.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, you know the hearts of the people. You know the heart of the pastor. You know the vision that has been given to the North Gospel Tabernacle. And Father, just look to you, Lord God. We pray, oh God, that those that can't see, that you will open up their eyes to see. Hallelujah. Oh God, and those, oh God, that have ears, open up their ears to hear. Oh God, what the Spirit is saying in this hour. Lord God, that we will come into the unity of the Spirit.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to God, until we come into the unity of the faith. Lord God, and we'll reach out and we'll call those things that are not as if they were. My God, that every bit of the restoration, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, will be completed, oh God. My God, we pray for safety of those, oh God, hallelujah, that are applying themselves physically, oh God, restoring, oh God, the Stanley Theater, where the North Gospel Tabernacle is housed. Lord God, we pray, oh God, that you will just divinely intervene. My God, we pray, oh God, that every need will be met. Oh God, that we'll have plenty too much, oh God, to meet the needs, oh Lord God. That you will bless your people as they humble themselves before you.
God, yes. You let them see, oh, God, and understand, oh, God, hallelujah, the sowing and the reaping, oh, God, hallelujah, the principles of it, oh, God, hallelujah, the tithing, oh, God, hallelujah, yes. And the offerings and the sacrifices, oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus, Lord God, that every need will be met, oh, God,
yes.
Oh, Lord God. God, that there will be, oh, God, hallelujah, in drawing by your spirit, Lord. You will begin to woo, and you will begin to draw men, oh, God, to come along, Dr. Aubrey Gregory. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The elders, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God and the deaconesses. Oh, God, Lord God, the members, oh, God, will realize, oh, God, that we're many members, but we're one body. Lord God,
yeah.
And to oh, God, where we gather together their strength, oh, God, when we come into unity, oh, God, nothing can stop, oh, God. Lord God, you supply the needs, Father God. And we pray, oh, God, that as we gather together on Sunday, oh, Lord, Lord, that your anointing, hallelujah, God will rest. That rest in us, oh, God, will be manifested, oh, God, in such a way, Lord God, hallelujah, that yokes will be destroyed. My God, sick will be healed. God, the lame will leap for joy. And those
hallelujah.
That are possessed, God, hallelujah, oh, God, will be delivered. Oh, God, hallelujah. Lord God, we're looking for total restoration, not only in the natural building, but in the spiritual house, oh, God. And, Lord God, we just praise you, Lord God, because we know whatever you do well. God, you don't ask to make a mistake, oh, God. And you, oh, God, ordained us to be one. Hallelujah. You ordained us to walk in love. You ordained us, hallelujah, to be filled with hallelujah, my God, and to have your peace ruling and reigning in our mortal body. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for what you're going to do. My God, the musicians, the singers, hallelujah, the singers, hallelujah. My God, yes, Lord, that there will be abundance in the offering, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord, that we'll have exceeding, oh, God, abundantly above all we could ask or think in your name. Because this is your desire that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. We're decreeing it and claiming it, oh, God. Oh, God, for the North Gospel Tabernacle. Lord God, from the youngest to the eldest. God, the weakest to the strongest. Lord God, that we will all, oh, God, hallelujah, leave that house of God, rejoicing and saying within us, oh, it didn't our hearts burn within us as we walked with him in the way. Father, have your way in Jesus' name, and we'll give you all the glory in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
In closing,
these
words from John, and it said, the fourth chapter, it said, beloved, let us love one another.
Mm-hmm.
For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
Yes.
He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love.
Yes.
In this manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him.
Yes.
Herein is love, not that we love God, that he loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. He said, and this is closing, beloved, if God so loved us, let us, we ought to love one another.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Talk to him. Yes, the miracles you want to do. But God is love.
God
and,
is love.
And his word is that we should love
one another.
So as we the end of this time of prayer, amen. This is where we close on
the
love.
I just have one quick thing to say, praise the Lord. I just wanted to let everyone know it was like a last-minute quick decision, but we have decided that the stuff that was left over from our fundraiser a few weeks ago, We're going to be coming out on tomorrow morning. It'll be just hot dogs and hamburgers. But we'll be out there, you know, just to get rid of it because the summer is almost done. We don't want to keep. We have like a box and a half of hot hamburgers left back. We just want to, you know, get it out. So we'll be out there tomorrow morning from about 11. So feel free to come by. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay.
So you don't have to run to McDonald's. Just come to North Tabernacle.
Okay.
But
amen.
Jennifer,
all right, God bless you all.
Those that can help will want to be a part of that help.
Yeah.
Church and be with her church outreach. Pray that God will bless you. Yes, God will keep you. Yes, Lord, in your going.
Thank you. We want to thank God for all of you. Hopefully we'll see you Sunday. God bless and have a blessed night.
God bless everyone. Have a blessed night.
Bless your mother.